You as a, what, Matilda is in the kids film. Kids
Matty, show. I'll be Matty.
So you'll be a Matty. Big man in class. You'll be held back.
I'll be Matty.
A big man in class.
Matthew.
Like a nun.
What was your weight?
89 or something like that.
89? And you were 95, I believe.
Something like that.
95. So what we're going to do is we're going to weigh.
Not right now. No, Els, I told you I'm injured. I've been injured for 2 weeks.
No, but Els, come on, man.
Whoa, Els, you can't wait, someone, at the end of the day.
It's
11 p.m. We've been drinking.
Yo, what's going on, people? And welcome back to the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Geordie George, and I'm here today with my two nephews.
We're not related. You're not like an older,
you're adopted,
like adopted figure towards me.
I'm a role model.
Like, you're not
you.
A role model.
I am
older figure.
You're just man's bridging from down the road.
Man's a role model.
Like, you're just man's bridging from down the road.
You lot's role model.
Nah, not me. Maybe Fionn, but not me. Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fionn, the one you'll come to see, man.
Wait. So what? So what you're saying is that you don't rate me?
Nah, not really.
No, I rate you still. But all right. Not okay. Uncle
I wonder if people would rate my drawing then.
You've been dying.
How can you say it up like that? You don't rate me now.
You've been dying.
Exhibit A.
So, for those of you who don't know, when I came in today, I decided to just sit opposite Els. And, you know, and without any effort, just doodle.
Oh, damn.
Now, I think we all can tell who this is. So, Els, if you can just close the laptop screen.
I'm not going to be closing the screen. They can take other pictures off my Instagram.
Ben, does this angle catch us? Yeah. Yeah, all good. Right, as you can see here, this is our good friend, Els. Yeah, and it's signed and dated by me. I'll be auctioning off this this photo, and proceeds will go to a local charity. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. What would you bid for it?
Probably not. But
no. I wouldn't tell somebody to bid for that.
Why not?
That you can wipe that off with the back of your hand. It's not really.
I'll get it glossed.
Well,
put some clean film on it.
Well,
yeah, and the proceeds, it will go to a local charity. Yeah. And the Jordan Davis Foundation.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll just leave this here for the show. And there we go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
How you lot been anyway?
Good, you know.
See that everyone was a bit tired when we was coming in today, talking about long weekend.
Yeah, just work's just been busy. Just mad busy. And in life, just been mad busy. That's the only reason. Nothing like bad.
Is it because of the 2 week you took off to Barbados?
Nah. I caught up with that. It's just workload leading up.
In the sun.
Yeah.
Leading up to Christmas.
De Niro. It's the De Niro matching him up.
Leading up to Christmas, Black Friday.
When is that?
My work gets busy. Is it the 14th of November? I might be wrong. I should Google it.
Like a month from now.
Yeah. I don't think I need anything, you know. Like, when it's Black Friday, like, I always look for things to buy, but I don't think I need anything.
If you haven't got already, things like an air fryer or something like that is good to get.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, it's the 29th of November. Sorry, Black Friday.
And this is something you're working towards and you don't know the date.
Yeah, I just got it mixed up. It's late. I've been drinking tequila. You can't expect, like, serious facts and figures from me. Anyway, past 5 p.m. I'm not a serious man. You lot can't ask me nothing serious. Catch me at like 9 a.m. and ask me something serious and I'll have a serious conversation with you.
What about you, George? How's your week been?
I'm going to buy a rice cooker.
Don't you know how to cook rice?
You've been doing it in the pot.
Yeah, but I'll be honest.
You mess up.
It's weird, you know.
What do you mean?
Because I can smash out the main, but when it comes to the rice,
I've got something. I'm
battling heavily.
I know how to do it. So that's one thing I can say I know how to cook to a tea. The key is a cup. Yeah? Let me tell you what you do.
Move my laptop. So
let me tell you something. Yeah, this is how you.
I'll be honest.
No, listen.
Bro,
listen,
you can't
listen.
Even boil water.
It doesn't matter. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I got taught how to cook rice well. So you get the rice in the cup, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get the same amount of rice. You get the same amount of water. Match. So you clean up the rice. Wash off the starch. And how much rice? So you've got two cups. Get two cups of water. And that's when you always get the right consistency. But the rice will never burn and will never get too soggy. That's how you do it. Salt and butter.
So one cup of rice, two cups of water?
No, that's the match.
You're saying one cup, one?
One cup of rice to one cup of water. So that's the measurement. That's the measurement. Use the cup.
I'll be honest, I've tried that, Fionn.
Not properly.
But I think it's the fire.
Yeah, on a low heat, you have like to have it on a low.
What do you do? Like,
what are you blazing it up?
Wait, have you got? Bro, like, sometimes I just rust it off.
What, like Cableton?
yeah,
the one that's burning.
It's burning you. I just blaze it off sometimes.
Have you got a thing? You got a gas cooker or gas. Electric? Okay, yeah. Now that's really gonna burn the book.
Yeah, you gotta have it low heat, like a level 2 or something.
And then you gotta watch it, like you gotta babysit it and
stir it, but don't leave it for too long. You just. That's how you cook rice.
Like, it needs to be simple, like pasta. Like, you know, like pasta.
Pasta is that.
And then you just walk off.
No.
Come back.
And then you come back and it's patterned. But rice, you got to adjust it, then put the lid on, take the lid off.
Yeah, feels right.
It's nonsense, like.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. I put a little bit more for the last cup, so it's not dry. It's like a bit fluffy, a bit sticky.
The same amount has never got me. That's certainly wrong.
No, I'm going to get a rice. So
I got a rice cooker. Though.
Yeah, it's a Black Friday. But you know what's so mad, yeah? I used to have one.
What happened?
I don't know.
Lost it?
Yeah.
Lost your
I lost my rice cooker.
Someone's nicked that. Someone's
got lived in the same place. How can you lose
I've
the rice cooker?
I've lived in the same place for like 20 years.
And you lost your rice cooker.
I've lost my rice cooker, bro. But like the rice, yeah, but the rice cooker, those when like I was smashing out rice, like.
What daily?
Smashing up rice daily, like bang, bang, bang.
With a rice cooker, is it the same method?
Yeah, you just add the water, flip the switch, cook it, and then it will go to warm once it's finished cooking.
You have to put the same amount, though.
But there's no rushing around with a heat, fire, and all this nonsense.
Oh, it's the fire thing that.
Yeah, literally, it's just for rice, and you just fill it up with the right amount of water you said, and then.
Okay. Just go so it's the business. Same thing then?
No,
because stir it up so the bottom doesn't get burnt. Or like
so one. It doesn't burn in a rice cooker ever.
It shouldn't.
No,
it shouldn't.
If you burn rice in a rice cooker, then you're finished.
Yeah,
really, it shouldn't burn. Done, but it's a very simple.
But it can happen. Put it that way.
So you're getting a rice cooker Black Friday.
Yeah, Black Friday. I'm gonna get a rice cooker.
I don't even know what I need, man. Something fitness related.
What treadmill?
A row. So something's
your
gonna
neighbors
be...
will be fuming.
So how's your fitness journey been?
You know what?
In the gym,
I got shin splints, man.
Shin splints.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
So what does that have to do with upper body?
Huh?
With chest? No. When you're working chest, what are shin splints?
I have to use my legs to get to the gym. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been injured.
All right. I have a few questions.
Yeah, but just make sure that you are compassionate. Because this is a touchy time.
I'll be honest, there's zero compassion with what I'm about to do. I just want to, are you a man of your word?
Yeah.
You're a man of your word. Jordan, are you a man of your word?
Yeah.
A few episodes back, we discussed that you two have a friendly bet between each other. I'm talking about you're looking to lose weight.
Fair, because I'm injured.
No.
I'm injured.
No, I've been injured as well.
He's injured as well.
Yeah, I've
You've just told me you're a man of your word.
Yeah.
So you will... What was your weight?
89 or something like that.
89? And you were 95, I believe.
Something like that.
95. So what we're going to do is we're going to weigh...
Not right now. No. Else, I told you I'm injured. I've been injured for 2 weeks.
No, but else.
Come on, man.
Else, wait.
Whoa.
Else, you can't waste someone at the end of the day. It's 11 p.m.
I've been drinking.
You want me to move this out of the way so we can...
No, I'm not getting on there.
Else...
Well, you've done all rise or nothing.
Else, my belly's full of tequila.
No.
It's not
going to be apple.
You lot
both told me all right, do you know what?
You lot can take your keys out of your pocket. Wait, which you doing? No.
I don't want to get on
this. Which is easier?
No way is this right.
What's yours?
95. That's wrong. That's actually wrong.
Where are you going?
95.
Wait, Ben, can you catch it on the camera? Or is that?
See, what 90 that? Now. See, look, look.
I keep still stop moving.
That's like 89.
That's like 8. And then what did you say you was? 85.
How are you gonna weigh someone at the
at
midnight?
I know, no, you're up. You're up next.
It's midnight.
You're up next. You're up next.
Fucking put it away.
No, you're up next.
Put it away.
You not, but he,
no, let me see.
He weighed himself. He weighed.
You have to strip down.
I'll take off 2 kg for you.
No, you have to strip down. Like
no, you gotta be boxers. It's not
like a weight. It's a weight. It's a weight.
Puffer,
take your jacket off.
No, it's not. It's the heavy jacket.
Weigh yourself. You just said you're a man of the world.
Yeah, no.
You have to go.
Yeah, but I've been.
I don't care. Yeah. No, me neither. I don't care either.
You got
because I know that that's wrong. Anyway, but let's just have a look.
I'll knock off 2 kg.
What? Regardless.
Give or take.
Are those scales accurate?
Yeah. Step on them. Find out.
Oh my god.
Right. Let me look at
it. I told you I've been feeling heavy as well.
These scales have been in the Elders' family for generations.
You know these are old.
What's the brand of it?
I can tell. I can tell.
We'll take the hat off as well. You got keys? Or ginger beer in your pocket?
Two more than I thought. Sorry, I've gone a little bit. Two more than I thought. 97. 97. That's not that bad. 97's not that bad. 97's not that bad. Wait. 97's not that bad. 97 is not that bad.
It's winter. He said he's been going wrong now.
No, I'll be honest.
That's inconclusive.
I don't care.
It's inconclusive.
Thank you very much for your participation.
What about you? What's your weight?
Doesn't matter. I wasn't in.
Yeah. Come on,
big man.
Come on.
Clothes on. I'm at least like 70. That's it. I'm not heavy. Look at that.
Hey. 3 ounces.
He's a child, isn't he?
He's a child. He's a pygmy. He's a child. Like, you two had the gentleman's bet and not. I haven't forgot about the race either. You're just lucky there's not tracking here because I would have said let's run.
No, but I'll be honest. That's easy for me.
What the 13-7?
Yeah, like you see me at track day. I keep it moving.
I'm not even commenting anymore. That was a bit traumatic. That experience just there.
That you not said that.
No, but to be fair, Els, alright, cool. So what? So that's what 87. Yeah, you said.
Yeah, yours was...
And I said that I'm trying to get down to 85.
Like 2K, that's a lot
so
of weight.
So in the morning, once all of this stuff is flushed out...
Yeah, stop looking for an excuse.
It's the truth.
Yeah, I'm going to weigh myself again tomorrow and I guarantee you I'm 85. Because I weighed myself today. That's stupid. Lot,
this was between you two, this gentleman.
But if you stand on the thing, the skulls it's shaking already.
Yeah,
it's all wobbling in there.
You was on like 100.
There were 100.
It was like shaky.
It was
when you took your hat off, then no, it went to were, like 90.
Yeah. Yeah, nah.
It's 96.
Nah, you touching the tongue. You touching the tongue.
I'm not 100 kg.
It's a HGV.
That's bullying, man.
Oh,
bullying,
shit. Man. Oh, thanks for that, guys.
Okay, well, you finished now? You got your...
Yeah, I got my laughs. But that was actually... It's only because you two said that. That's what I thought.
So wait, when are you actually going to do your rundown?
Wait, so you bought the family scales?
Yeah, I just bought them from, like, got them from like under the stairs.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
And when am I going to do the...
Yeah, when are you going to do the run?
Well, when he provides the
yeah, come coming, on, let's, on let's track because so he's going on holiday soon. Let's get it done before
what
he goes
time
on holiday.
Have you got football tomorrow?
No, I'm not doing that before for a match.
You can tell he's been dodging this, by the way.
Yeah, but like, you've got to say it.
No, but we can go track. We can go track tomorrow.
Book a track. Book a track.
Bro, why are you trying to make me do that on a day that I have football?
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Monday.
How? 13 seconds of your life.
Monday.
We'll go track Monday, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm off on Monday.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So you're going to film this?
Yeah, I'll film it.
We'll and track. Time it.
Yeah, we'll time it.
Or even Sunday.
Sunday, fam.
Monday, actually. Monday. Yeah, we'll
whatever
do Monday.
Whatever day suits you.
Yeah, Monday, we'll go on track.
You
yeah.
don't have extra time to build up for this. 40 That's why Fionn really fucked himself, because he's had extra time to...
I told you, 14 seconds, that's easy for 100 metres.
No, it weren't 14.
You bastard, I'm injured.
It was 13.
Okay.
It was 13
bastard,
seconds.
Bastard, I'm injured.
Okay, 13 seconds, that's easy.
That's fine. And we got our bet. And if I lose, I'll give you the money. If not, you give me the money.
Right, let's start, man.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We haven't even started the episode, have we?
Right. Just kicking things off in a real horrible way, man.
All rise.
Oh, sorry.
Part of this podcast,
yeah,
you?
Yeah, sorry.
What is that session?
Even about that. But, yeah, anyway, we're going to start something new. Just type this in, please.
Oh, sorry.
Pass it up. But, yeah, we started something new. Question to the nation. So we're going to ask the nation a question. And this week's question to the nation is, what is the undisputed best fruit? If you had to pick, what would you say is the undisputed best fruit out there? Like, you can eat it any day of the week, anytime.
Because there's a few, but...
No, there's a few, but what would you say if there was only one fruit left? What would you
eat? Ripe mango.
What?
Ripe mango.
A mango?
Ripe. Keywords, ripe.
What's the difference?
So if you go Tesco and buy the little mango in the stupid little clear box, that's not a ripe
What's
mango.
What's ripe mango? Explain it.
So like...
Like a little bit soft. Like it slips out your hand a little bit.
Yeah, there we go. And like you can cut it, eat the knife, glides through. Like, yeah, it's like a nice...
Yeah.
But when mangoes get too soft, like you're cutting nasty, apples. Though. I don't like it when mangoes are too soft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but not too soft, but...
The ripe.
Yeah, but like ripe, like it's slipping through your finger.
What, when it's cut?
Yeah.
The kind of mango like your grandma would buy, because you know they just know what kind of mango.
Okay. It's wet.
And they know how many days to leave it or to touch it. I don't know where to leave it in the
leave
kitchen.
Leave it a day or two.
Yeah.
Certain spots. So you say mango?
Yeah. Under the boiler.
Ripe mango.
Just three mangoes, just parked them under the boiler.
It's ripening off. Yeah. It's like a bird's nest.
Yeah, exactly. It's an incubator. Strawberries.
The best. Think about it. You're not thinking.
Maybe mango, but I'm just thinking of the stuff that I can't afford right now. Mangoes and strawberries. You can't afford strawberries daily. Strawberries.
There's a luxury.
If you go Marks and Spencer's as well, add up.
Yeah.
Anyone saying banana, like you're done. Because bananas are like 7p.
But there's the price shouldn't.
It's cheap.
No, but a price shouldn't matter.
No, but bananas up there.
I think banana is a good fruit.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's the best. I'd say for me.
So is banana like a top 5 fruit for you?
Top 5. Might be 5th.
You'll burst. What? Banana.
Yeah.
No, like you need to, like grapes.
That's what I was going to say. That's my top.
Pink lady apples.
Red seedless grapes are my
pink
top.
Pink lady apples.
Those are nice.
That's not top.
What, pink lady apples?
That's because he had the addiction.
It's not top.
That's because they're not nice, top, but they're not.
It's not top.
It's not top.
That's
bro.
Let me go on.
A pink lady apple might even be in people's top 3.
Not though.
Sweet, juicy, succulent.
It's not though. Not top. I would say.
So you have a banana.
I know.
Over a Pink Lady Apple.
I have to think. Are you telling me I asked me what my top five is now?
No, I'm asking you if you have a banana over a Pink Lady Apple.
No, because you know why? With bananas, they let you down. They've always got them sneaky bruises. And they're the worst.
Okay, but a bruiseless, unbattered banana.
Or just a nice one.
A nice one. Over a Pink Lady Apple. Over the freshest Pink Lady, like sweet.
I'll probably pick a Lady Apple.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's not my top five.
I'm saying red seedless grapes. Yeah. I could eat those.
The ones from M&S go.
Like popcorn. Huh?
Yeah.
What, you do like them?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's yours? A mango.
Yeah, ripe mangoes. Just what's don't yours, say a mango, Pink Lady Apple?
No, mine might be a mango, but
you have to pick, man. What one?
A mango. But it needs to slip through my fingers.
Yeah, it has to be a certain
texture.
I think mangoes are a bit messy, man.
That's it doesn't matter. That's the beauty of it.
What, the mess?
It does.
That's the beauty of it.
No, like,
it's always
that's the problem. That's what I don't like about mangoes.
Finishes and then you go for the seed and it's all...
What do you not do with the seed?
Huh?
What do you not do with the seed?
Come on, man, be respectful.
I'm just asking.
Be respectful.
What do you not do with the seed?
I bury it. I plant it.
I plant it. That's what I'm talking
about. I plant it.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, wait, do you want to actually know the top UK?
Yeah, go on then.
Oh, it's sad. Number one, banana.
Makes sense.
Number two is apple. Three strawberry, four's grape, and then the fifth is oranges.
Those are basic fruits.
But bananas are cheap.
I hear it. It's just like you can get them all year round.
And look, we need to think of premium stuff that we can't afford.
Like what?
Grapes.
You can't afford grapes.
You can get
grapes from Tesco. They're not that bad.
Grapes are like £1.20.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. No, it's not £1.20.
How much are grapes?
Grapes ain't that.
Not even in Lidl, it's £1.20.
How much are they?
Like £1.89.
£1.89?
In Lidl.
What, for a pack of grapes?
Yes, in Lidl.
How much are grapes?
Trust me, bro. Grapes are pricey, bro.
From Sainsbury's, it's £1.80.
Oh.
The M&S one.
Who shops in Sainsbury's anyway? That's expensive, man.
No, the M&S one.
It's expensive, bro.
Grapes are £1.80.
Strawberries, pricey.
So how much are
strawberries go off mad quick as well. That's what
I was in Bromley the other day.
They're £1.35 from Tesco.
Grapes.
Yeah.
I was in Bromley the other day, yeah. And I was in a shop and I heard one guy on the market stall.
Yeah, I know. Is it next to Poundland?
Yeah. And it was getting late.
And he started selling flogging.
And stuff. I heard, oh, strawberries. Free for a pound. I said, what? Three packets of strawberries for £1?
Yeah, but they're bruised up, though.
No, but they were good. But I had no car.
What do you mean?
Otherwise, I would have spent £9 on strawberries.
would you be able to eat all? Because I swear they go off mad quick, though.
Yeah, but Els, bro, you're not listening. Free for a pound.
You're dumb.
Like, you're never going to get that ever again.
No, that's a bargain.
Unless you go to where the strawberries were literally, like, grown.
That's the only thing that puts me off them because they go off so quick.
Yeah,
I put like a bit of brown sugar on top of it.
And then
that's when it goes off.
I don't know about that, man.
What's that? You
brown sugar. On
top of it.
Yeah.
Just on top of the strawberries?
Yeah. Just a sprinkle, man. Not too much.
Slaps. It,
what? Just strawberries and sugar?
Slaps. Yeah. Slaps.
Goes off.
Is it?
Yeah.
You might wet yourself if you have it.
I've put it in like white sugar before.
Brown sugar. I prefer brown sugar over. You can do white sugar.
Yeah,
but
I've done white sugar before. Yeah. Not sprinkle it over like it's a little dessert.
It might be a bit greedy. Sometimes I do it over like the orange slices as well. That tastes nice.
Mm.
Yeah, it tastes nice.
I don't think I've had an orange.
Yeah, orange slice with brown sugar.
In ages, unless it's like with tequila or something.
Yeah, so you've got a problem.
What we're saying, yeah, that the top one is mango and banana.
I didn't stop saying banana with me.
I said
red seedless grapes.
Okay.
Red seedless grapes. Right. You're just looking at me and saying,
No.
You're racist. No. You're bananas. No. You love bananas, don't you?
You need to live a bit more. You're living in the jungle.
You're dumb.
You're living in the flipping jungle.
You're dumb.
Anyway, else, you kick off, anyway.
I was having an argument with my friend the other day, and there is only one correct answer for this.
Go on.
How many pairs of underwear do you need for a 7-day holiday?
Minimum
21. 14.
Minimum 14. Minimum 14.
No.
Minimum 14.
I pack bare underwear.
21 Calvin boxes for a 7-day trip.
Even socks, I even overpack that. I pack
bare. You're swearing yourself.
I said like 16.
Yeah, that's about right.
So like, two for a margin of error.
I say
21. No, well, to be fair, I don't count, but I definitely go over the ratio of two, per day, just because, like, you don't know what's gonna happen.
You don't know. You don't know what's gonna happen.
I don't know what I even do. Is sometimes I don't even pack all of them in my suitcase.
We pull it in your hand.
Yeah.
Because sometimes your suitcase will go missing.
Yeah. If it goes missing, what are you going to do?
For a 2-week trip.
I ain't never thought of that.
Because
I've seen it happen to man. Not me, but I've seen it happen.
Because you might be staying somewhere and the closest shop only sells pants.
I'm not wearing wife as a 30-year-old man on holiday.
And then you're wearing
pants. You're ill, though.
Can't even sack your trousers down a little bit.
It's just
people at the side. You know when girls wear the swimsuit.
You'll be done. I'll say minimum 14. I think minimum.
I say 16 because I put some in my hand luggage.
Anyone that says
2 outfits in my hand luggage
is in trouble.
Yeah,
that's
trouble.
What my brethren was saying. I said
your brethren says 7.
There's no margin for error.
He can't be leaving the hotel. He's walking around naked.
He can't be leaving his bed.
He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, it's mad precise, but yeah. I'm glad you lot said over the 7 days.
14.
Yeah.
That's the minimum, yeah.
I'm thinking about cutting off my beard. Cause it's not really a beard, is it?
That's mature of you.
Like, I was looking in the mirror today and I said, Jordan, what are you doing?
It wouldn't look bad though.
Yeah, no.
What, you just do the goatee and moustache thing?
Yeah.
Why don't you just do that?
No, I think I'm going to do it because I'm just thinking, it's not a beard. It's never going to grow, is it? You know? Right.
Have you tried everything though?
Yeah. I'm just not a hairy person. Okay. Like, it don't matter what chemicals, what ointments...
Minoxidil.
Grapeseed oil, whatever oils.
Yeah, doing the...
I was all doing the...
It works, though.
The little roller thing.
Yeah, and it was hurting. late nights. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to cut off.
You ever do, like, a beard transplant?
No.
What? That's a bit much.
Mm. Seen a couple of men been doing that recently.
That's a bit
much. Beard transplant.
Mm-mm. Not that serious.
Skin growth.
Hair transport, I'd do that because.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you do a beard?
No.
Beard's not compulsory.
Yeah, and I don't really care for a beard like that. Like, and I don't really care.
If I lose my hairline and go, I'm gonna look sick. Yeah. So I can't.
100%. Like, yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going to. Yeah. I'm
gonna look sick. No. Like, think about it. If our hair goes, we're finished.
No, but most men though.
No, but you could go bald.
Yeah, you got
because you like, got a beard.
It balances. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Like, you can't have a bald face, bald head.
It's where it looks mad.
Like, it don't work.
You do.
Like, you got to choose.
You feel like you're going through something, innit?
Yeah, I'm not.
So you're gonna cut off your beard? Yeah. But I reckon the goat.
Or you're gonna shape it up? Good.
No, I'm gonna cut off.
What, everything?
Yeah, just zoom.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And I might even do it myself, so I feel like
that's
more
not
connected.
Good idea.
Don't
do no,
that.
That's not a good
that.
Idea.
Don't do that.
That's not a good idea.
Don't do that.
No? You're going to get
I don't think you should do it yourself. Go to, from left to right. You're going to be full of razor bumps.
Braille.
From Braille.
What, just a beard of razor bumps?
That's when you realize.
Yeah, what's happened to George?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A couple cuts as
well. George's looking unwell.
Yeah.
Who's gonna fight?
So yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah, so the next time that I go barbers, I think I'm gonna do it.
So what's the question?
Yeah, that wasn't the question. That was
just telling us. Just
I was asking you guys like what you think of.
Oh,
it.
You're
yeah.
No, I think you should cut off.
Yeah, you think
I've been
do
thinking
it.
That for a while.
I think you should.
Oh, sorry, that's
horrible. Yeah, that's bad, man. That's
sorry. That,
I think you should shape it up.
Yeah, I think sometimes just you just have to let it go, man.
Just get rid of the lamb chop and just turn it into a.
What just a straight down thing?
Yeah, just a straight down thing.
What? Oh, sideburns.
Yeah,
no, I don't think sideburns. No, don't do sideburns.
Just like a little one. There,
no,
little
but
one.
The sideburns look like you're trying to have a
type something.
Like.
Yeah,
sideburns what, like, just a little point.
Sideburns is childish.
Wait, what are you lot's opinion? Is
just cut it off?
Yeah,
bar it off.
Yeah.
What everything? Just bar it off.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, cut off fully. All the combs. Keep the goatee and the mustache and ball off the cheeks.
Yeah.
But by the way, I'm just saying that. Like, when I do that, you know I will definitely look the youngest on this podcast. I can tell you that now for free. Once this goes, that's taken off at least 6 years.
You're done.
That's you're taken off at least 6 years.
Nah. See if you're going to look like a child.
100%.
No, I don't think you're
100%.
Like, yeah.
100%.
I still think you'll still look like...
I'll look younger than Els.
Like,
no. I think 30s. Look,
I, like, de- yeah, definitely, 30s. You ain't got anything. Trust me, you're...
talking about, I look young.
No, you don't.
I do, I look young.
No, you look like a young 40-year-old.
No, I don't. I look young.
No.
I look my age. Early 30s.
No.
You reckon?
Wait, don't say you reckon that.
No, I was asking.
I think I definitely... Like, people think I'm about... 28.
Not when you wear your...
28.
No. Then you see you in 28.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. When you're in your normal attire, because this ain't
this
you.
This is me.
No, Chelsea. This ain't you.
Talking about Chelsea. Yeah. This got Chelsea. Yeah. I haven't got Chelsea.
T-shirt. Chelsea boots, jeans.
Flat cap.
T-shirt and a leather jacket. That's what you wear.
You know, I'm done.
They see you in a natural environment, they don't know.
I look 28 to 32. 100%, I could pass for any of those ages.
You reckon?
100%.
You normally dress like Grant Mitchell.
You don't.
That's stupid.
I don't think I would ever cut my beard, though, you know. I don't know what I would look like without it. I'd be scared. I don't even know what my chin looks like anymore. I haven't seen my chin in years. I don't think I'll cut it off. When was the last time you man saw your chin? Like, your actual chin? Like, you have a bum chin? Like, what kind of chin do you like?
I'm not interested in seeing that.
What, you're done with it?
It's been too many years.
Yeah, I don't know what my chin looks like.
I'm not really interested in it.
Yeah, I ain't cutting my beard.
I might just do all of it.
No.
Just zoom.
No, you look like a lesbian.
That's mad.
You're a anyway, yeah, I think it's time for ears.
Ben, if you could cue the music. And we are back. Ear to the Streets news. Office scandal. Two employees caught in after-hours affair at workplace. We're probably gonna have to.
Oh yes, yes, this was going viral.
Blur it out. Though.
They're recruiters still.
We know them.
Not know them.
Was
but
it a competitor?
It was literally
yeah.
Like, it was going around like all the recruiting offices. That's in near London Bridge.
So you must know them.
Not know them, but I know people who are familiar with that company.
I'm not. She's mad for. Well, they're both.
The Sun got in touch with them, you know.
Is it?
The Sun newspaper.
What, like the newspaper?
Yeah, look, if you Google...
For what? For question?
No, look, Google The Sun. It actually got viral to the point where The Sun picked it up.
To be fair, I'm not surprised that The Sun picked it up. But for me, what was mad is they went to find their LinkedIns.
Yeah, no, because it's their recruiters, isn't it?
And, like, apparently the woman that's engaged in this activity has a boyfriend. Which is quite sad.
Oh, see, this is what I'm saying, man. And this is why it's dark out here, man. Look,
if
look
I...
That's somebody's partner.
That's Farringdon.
She is mashing work.
You know what the mad thing about this video is? I was wondering, of all positions, on a desk chair. Walking on a desk chair like that.
Next to the window.
That's mad.
No, she's butt naked in the office. People sit there, have tea and talk. And do you know what I mean?
Jugs jiggling all over the place.
I think that's why she got naked though, isn't it?
No, but like, surely she can see the window and the people walking.
Like, go on, man. Go on, man.
No.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's madness.
Yeah, I saw that, man.
Very mad. Condolences.
I think the guy's got a partner as well.
The guy's
in a committed relationship, and it was peak. It's peak for him.
What would you not do if you not caught your other half
doing that?
Riding someone on the work.
I wouldn't be my other half anymore. I wouldn't be my other half. My other half's walking like that.
Well, there'd be one half because the other half would be in the bottom of a river somewhere. Well, that's me.
You're fucked. You're very, very fucked, man. And apart, yeah.
I couldn't deal with somebody cheating on me.
I can't condone.
You say there'll be one half? One half left.
Jordan's views.
We'll be at the bottom of the
alone.
No, think about it though. Bro, someone cheating on you. At work. And it's coming out like this.
Yeah, no, coming out like that. Because everybody knows, that's Jordan.
Those kind of things can turn you sick.
Of course it's going to be.
You'd be a madman on the street.
Of course.
Yeah, when you see someone ill, you'd be like, what's happened to him? Oh, yeah, his missus was fucking in Farringdon.
When you see that, that's going to lead me straight to drugs. Straight to drug
abuse. I'm picking up a box of weed, not sniff. Like weed.
No, I'll be honest.
For what, to smoke?
Smoke?
No.
You're going to smoke a box? No tobacco.
I might get a brick of cocaine. And just lay it out on the table.
No.
And over the course of the night, just keep it running in my head.
She's really enjoying herself. You're not waking up.
Wait,
Jordan's mad.
Imagine.
It'd be like a windscreen wiper.
Just run out of breath. At some point, he's going to have to come up then go back.
It's like a windscreen wiper.
I have the brick on the table, bro.
No, you can't be doing that.
To be cocaine all around my face, all my shit and everything.
No, you'll be sick.
No. That's madness. But because the thing is, imagine seeing that in a group chat before you've even found out.
And it's your missus.
And the man that were laughing,
look at this slapper.
My head would be gone.
Yeah. Feel sorry for that partner, man.
You can leave group chat silently, innit? I'll probably do that. Leave the group chat silently, not say anything, turn my phone off.
No, but there's always a notification.
I'll leave the earth silently.
You're dumb, man. You're dumb. That's what else you got for us?
Actually, stupid. A crazy man from South London makes a statement that you need.
I was getting this off the screen.
They're just walking, man. All I can see is chance. That's all I can see.
No, we might need to blur it out.
Let's go into that bitch.
Just chance. It's just chance. All I'm seeing is just chance.
What's a chance? Chance.
Listen, the crazy man for South London. Chance.
Sorry.
Can we get on to the next topic?
Yeah, no, we're on the next topic. Jesus, we're on the next topic.
Chugs.
Juggler. She's a juggler.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck. Alright, so let me try again. A crazy man from South London makes a statement that you need 100k to have a girlfriend. I'm gonna pass this one over.
Before you enter a relationship, understand that's a 100-bag investment. And I'm gonna explain to you right now, mm-hmm. If you meet a girl and you want to get married, most weddings cost 30 bags.
Yeah.
So don't get into a relationship if you're not prepared to spend 30 bags mm-hmm. within 3 years. Because
yeah.
after 3 years, she's going to be on you.
Yeah.
Then you want to buy, you need to have a crib.
Yeah.
How much is the average deposit for a crib?
40,
50k. Okay. Yeah. We're 80 now. Yeah. We're already at 80.
Yeah.
Now you want kids.
Yep.
You need to make sure you've got money for the kids so that they're good.
Yep.
Minimum 20 bags. Yeah. So when I say 100 bags, people hear and they think, oh, you're talking shit.
Yes, 100 bags.
It's 100 bags minimum. So when man are saying, well, man's just trying to do the single thing, I'm trying to build my thing, because, bro,
it's never
the relationship stuff, it sounds good. And the majority of girls, they want a man that can please, protect, and provide.
Mm.
And if you free can't peace. Do those things there, as a man in the UK, you're going to be in trouble.
My brother, over there.
No, thank you. You can get off me and stand on your own.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but yeah, take the stand.
Yeah, take the stand.
If you can take the stand, please.
So yeah, no. Simple maths, yeah. So the clip went on another podcast, the Pull Up podcast. Yeah. Shout out them guys.
Yeah, shout out.
And they're a bit younger than us, innit? They're like 25, 26.
Okay. Their age has nothing to do with what.
No, I was just explaining to them about a few things. And I was basically saying.
So over the last, let's say, 10 years, yeah.
Yeah.
How many relationships have you been in?
Three.
So that's 300 grand you...
I haven't spent that because I haven't got... Down in I haven't finished the whole explanation of the 100 grand.
Go on.
So should I explain it, please? Mm. So the 100 bag investment rule comes from a man who wants to be a provider, a sole provider, yeah? And I was explaining to the boys that if you're going to be a sole provider, weddings in the UK cost average 30 grand, yeah? If you're going to be a sole provider, you have to pay about £30,000, yeah? On top of that...
And that's not even a Pete wedding.
That's just a normal thing, yeah? But if you're going to be a provider, that's how much it will cost on average. If you want to buy a house for your family, average deposit, 40 to 50 grand.
Mm-hmm.
For a house,
mm-hmm.
80 grand. If you're going to have kids, you're going to need to make sure you've got money, especially if your woman's not going to go to work anymore. And if she is, nursery fees. All these things have to come into account.
Mm-hmm.
I said, a nice figure, if you've got kids, is to have about 20 bags. I said, you add all that together, it's 100 grand.
So what about the wedding ring?
That's even more. Minimum.
Shopping for the house.
There you go. There you go. Now you're realising.
Kids on the food.
We're nearly at 200 grand now. So when I say 100 grand,
yeah,
I'm saying it from a perspective of a provider. So you're if you're in a relationship and you split the bill, cool. I'm talking about a man who takes care of the bill.
So himself. To make it clear, you don't need 100k liquid then and there just to go and make a girl your
girlfriend.
That's
why I said investment.
Okay.
I said investment. That's why I said investment, because it's something that you're actually going to spend up to 100 grand into.
So you're investing in a wife, a house and kids.
And it'll cost about 100 grand.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's what I'm saying. It's fair. So can you take away the madman from South London?
Bitch? That was just something that was on the internet that they called you a madman. So I just thought I'm just gonna take a snippet from that. Yeah.
No, people reached out to me and said, "No, you're talking some real stuff. I need to lock in." Dude, make sure if they get into a relationship, have people
meeting a woman and just giving them 100 grand.
No.
Just cash.
No.
Let's start from here.
No. You got to know that's how much it will cost over the period of time if you want a wedding, house, and kids. Yeah.
Well,
any more news for us?
Yeah. A mayor of a small town in Mexico has been decapitated after 6 days in office.
What's that?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I hope you ain't got a video.
I got a picture, but oh, no. Twitter's banned it. It's not chunks. It's not chunks on the screen. But long story short, this man has been in power for like 6 days, chopped off his head, left it on top of a car.
Oh no, what? He's a prime minister?
Mayor. Oh, of a town in Mexico. Yeah.
That sounds like some sort of like illegal gangster business.
They didn't really talk too much on his story, but 6 days in.
And then you got your head cut off.
Yeah.
He didn't pay some hush money or something.
My question to you lot is, what salary would you be willing to take to be a political figure
in Mexico? 50 billion?
50 billion. Yeah. Fantastic.
Because I'm gonna need to have enough money to pay off the cartel.
But they ain't gonna need that much.
Well, what, bro? If I'm giving cartel
50 billion,
if I'm giving on the cartel 1 billion, yeah,
then they won't trouble you anymore.
Then I'll tell them, yo, stop all this drug nonsense.
Here's a bill.
I go to all the rival gangs. Yeah. Here's 50 million each. Stop all this bloodshed.
Yeah, but it's
stop
not.
Stop the bloodshed.
I don't think it's gonna work like that.
You can't pay
Carlos, off. Stop the bloodshed.
That's racial profiling.
Javier.
That's racial profiling.
Stop the. No, it's not.
Carlos.
No, it's not.
Carlos.
That's like me saying, where's the name like Laquisha from?
We're treading on thin ice.
Come on, America.
We're treading on thin ice.
Nana.
That's gone in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, but Carlos is not.
So why
just
is that?
Mexico.
That's.
Carlos is in Portugal. It is.
Name me a Portuguese man named Carlos.
There's lots.
Who?
Carlos Quaresma. Don't you know who Carlos Quaresma? Ricardo Charisma's brother.
No, it's not.
You don't even know.
No, it's not.
He never made it
into the world because he was never born. But Carlos is a Latino name.
But yeah, anyway, so you're saying 50 billion to be a Mexican.
50 billion, and you distribute that money into the economy properly, then you'll be in power and you'll go down as the first black president of Mexico to change the...
He doesn't even know what he's saying.
To change the trajectory of the country.
So that big figure, that's what you wanna...
Then after 10 years, you retire and everything will go back to how it was.
What about you, Fionn? What figure are you taking?
It's hard, man. It has to be enough to where I can pay my grad
people,
money.
Yeah,
it has to be. So I'd say a few M's. Definitely a few M's.
What? One, two?
50 M's. That's more
realistic. But that's not enough.
It is.
Bro, the cartel are making hundreds.
But they're going to do their thing regardless. You know then. So if you pay them a billy, they're just going to still do what they're doing. But I know that I would need that kind of money for protection. Because I'm going to go on that mic speaking in the Spanish accent. It's just going to get nasty.
So you just say, wild, man. Bow!
Headshot.
Wait, and you else?
Probably 500 million, I'd take.
Is that it?
500 million. But I'm going to side with a gang. I'm not even going to try and do the peace thing. I'm just going to side with one side.
Bro, this is too low, bro. Like, bro, are you not forgetting?
500 million is a lot of money, bro.
This is the cartel.
500
million. The cartel. Trust me, bro. Bro, 50 billion, yeah? Like, you can actually change the country.
Who's got that kind of money to give you, Jordan?
It's Mexico, ain't got that.
Els asked me how much.
What's your price? Yeah. That's your price to take on the roll.
That's my price.
It's not realistic.
2 million.
No, right? I didn't say too much.
You ain't gonna last the day.
I said 50.
You ain't gonna last.
You know,
you can't even buy a bulletproof car with that.
A recruiter calls you and says, "What's your salary expectation?" And then he tells him 50. Okay, thank you. We're gonna be in touch, and you never hear from him
again.
You'll
be unemployed.
Yeah, it's not happening. Oh, I have.
Yeah, we all get the first shit job.
I'll be
clerk. With the president's clerk.
You're dumb.
I have to apologize as well. Apparently it's the second largest city in Mexican state of Guerrero. So it's not like a small town or anything like that. But
they killed him.
Yeah, they killed him. Do you know, I got one last piece of news. I normally do three, but I'll do one extra.
Wait, sorry. Before we move on, yeah? Like, what would you use that money on?
What, 500 million?
Yeah.
Securing myself and my family first. That is the main priority. Because I've just taken all this shit. And I feel like they just go in for you like straight away. Just to see. Because they already know. They've got their line of work. Drugs, guns, whatever. Let me secure my family first. I'll probably move them out of the country, if I'm honest.
What? Move them out of Mexico?
Out of the country.
Where would they be going?
I wouldn't share that information. They'd just be gone.
To be fair, same. I'd work from home.
You can't.
You can.
You can't. You got to be there.
Requires you to work from home.
I'd work remotely.
Remote.
To be bare zoogles. To be bare zoogles.
You'll be in the shirt.
Like you see on
shirt and trousers and boxes.
Yeah. When it's election day, I'm at home. I'm on Zoom.
It's on a big
screen. Yeah, I'm on a mad screen.
You're dumb.
Yeah, no, face to face stuff is a bit mad, but secure my family afterwards, and then I start dealing with crime, other things, and try and talk things out and lower the crime bit by bit. It's not going to be done in a day.
So would you step out into the city?
Yeah, I feel like they need to fill my energy for at least one day to say, like, no, he's not a dickhead.
That's when they're going to take you.
He's not a dickhead. But after that,
as soon as he steps up,
as soon as he steps out the car, just but you know how they shoot violently, so it's just
yeah.
like they're getting one out, you know?
Shaking like a leaf in autumn. Shaking like a leaf in autumn.
Elves will come out.
Harlem shaking up.
Harlem shaking, bro.
You have to come out at least. You know, just
that's the moment that you'll be that, gone.
You ain't linking me.
I'll just put a hand just out the window. I'm gonna take the whip
with a glove on. They're not even sure.
A bulletproof glove.
That's fucked up.
Have you caught here that none of us said that we're trying to help? Like, we're just trying to we're just trying to buy our way through.
Because we're not built for it, don't we? That's not a job for us.
I haven't got the infrastructure or the team to
just looking
to
for the player.
Yeah, just give me the money.
Like, you can't even take the mandem over there.
No way. No. The mandem will go out.
Get kidnapped. Javan will get kidnapped. 100%. Put a pillowcase over his head.
So I'm just going to the bar.
And I throw him in a madman.
Wait, that reminds me, yo. From last episode, we said that we was going to do a fun fact about where we're from. Because obviously, Elle's got a lot of stick online recently.
It was stick.
Yeah, Nagani.
It was more you just egging things on.
I loved
it.
I
can tell you loved it, but it weren't really stick.
But we said we was going to get a fun fact. Have you not done your research?
No.
So how are we going to learn?
No, I can say something.
What have you learned about Ghana?
Not learned. It's just, you know, when we had that conversation, I realised, no, there's actually things I actually do know about. And to make things clear, I am half Ghanaian, half Jamaican.
What happened at Elmina Castle?
Don't ask me. You've been there and you... don't ask me that.
I know that.
You're asking me a random question. What?
Isn't that where slavery was? And that's
you're,
where the...
You're,
and that's the point where people
mad
left.
Elves.
Don't ask me. I can ask you questions about guys that you have no clue about.
Go on then.
Watch this.
No.
Don't tell me no. Don't let me get a question wrong.
No,
because you got your question wrong last week.
No, close the laptop.
I lived in a Jamaican household for majority of my life.
So you're Jamaican then?
No, I'm not. I'm half. I'm half and half.
But how can you not know about Elmina Castle?
I don't know. Simple as. I can ask you. You didn't know who the Prime Minister of Guyana was?
No, I did. I did.
You saw the president dropping off his cousin or someone in the airport,
no,
and there were probably bare people.
No, I didn't. I jumped off the plane and I saw a billboard in the airport of the president.
Yes.
Yeah, and he was plastered everywhere. Yeah. Mm. So that's when I knew that it was him. And that black man, I don't know who that black man was.
The Prime Minister. No, so you knew the president.
Yeah.
But there's a president and there's a Prime Minister in Guyana. There's two different roles.
Well,
so you was right,
but you
was wrong because he asked the question.
I asked a specific question and you got it wrong. That's the point blank period. If you write the wrong answer, you write the wrong answer. That's it.
It's like, you know, it's that equivalent saying that, who's the king of England and showing a picture of Boris Johnson.
All right.
Don't ask me, but I don't have the answer. And I'd probably answer the wrong answer for Jamaica as well. I don't research those kind of things. It's not, I've got a lot going on. Bills are rising and you're asking me questions about slavery. Water bills are on the right. You're asking me about Edwin. I don't know. I don't have the answers for you. The same way you don't have the answers for Guyana.
I do.
You've been in Ghana. Have
you not done any research?
No, there's things
I don't need research because I know my country.
Right, so all he did was talk about
us one fact about Guyana.
His nan's roti. That was the only factual thing.
Go on, give us one fact about Guyana.
There's now a bridge, that's been built, that goes from the mainland to Berbice.
What's the mainland called?
It's just main Guyana.
Huh? Must be called something.
Let me Google it and let me get
Mainland. Mainland. It must have some sort of name.
It must be. You don't just say, I'm in the mainland of Guyana. Yeah. Come
no,
with me there.
No, but
just
it's...
Just by the mainland across the river. Which is across the river. There must be something from the mainland. So the, where's Burmese? Is that another area?
Yeah, so it's like it's like the country.
Is it separated by river?
Yeah. But before, you could only get there by boat. But the Chinese came in and they built a...
Oh, no. The Chinese are invested in Guyana as well.
Yeah, and they built a bridge. So now
it's much easier. Over.
Yeah, you can drive over.
Is it fully functioning and working?
Yeah, fully functioning and working.
They've done something similar in Jamaica as well.
See, so we know about our thing.
Mm. Population of Guyana.
How did you get to Kumasi from
population of Guyana? Don't ask me no more questions.
No.
I've answered one fun fact.
Answer my question.
I've answered one question. Is it one fun fact or is it two?
What question did I ask you that you answered today? Today.
Said,
no, we said one fun fact.
I'm asking.
I told you about the bridge.
I asked him a question.
That the Chinese people have built.
Think about what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
I asked him.
But we have to stick to the topic.
Yeah, we have to stick to the topic.
We're short for time.
I don't care. We'll pay for extra time.
We're short for time.
We'll pay for extra time. What is the population of Guyana?
20.
That's wrong.
No. It's not 20. It's in the teens. Nine million.
Well, must be smaller than that. It must be like, I would just be surprised if it's got more than 1.5 million.
You're closer.
Yeah, it's 1.2.
No. It's 3.5 million.
Nah.
Not more than Jamaica.
We can stop there. Just making it clear, we all don't know about...
Whoa.
I can ask you questions about Jamaica that you don't know as well.
Wait, what's the population?
800,000.
Yeah, it's small,
that's
man.
That's it, man.
It's more than 800,000.
It's like, Manchester.
808,000, like, yeah. But I'm just making it clear.
All right. What's the population of London?
I don't know. I thought bills.
So what do you know?
Bills. You're asking me questions that I don't
care
about.
Stick to the really got.
So what he knows about is bills.
Yeah, at the moment.
That's what I wake up for, fighting poverty.
So, Els, do you have any fun facts about Ghana? And get off your laptop.
No. Alright, look. I'll close it, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Genuinely, I know that, like, when you lot asked me the... Did you not ask me the president? I actually knew the president's name.
No.
I went home and thought about it. I thought, oh shit, no. You actually know the answer to that.
What's his name?
Nana Kofi Addo.
Okay.
I actually knew the answer.
You even pronounced that well. I love that.
Yeah.
I'll say it again.
Nana.
Kofi
Addo.
Yeah. I know. I've seen his name before.
I actually knew the answer.
Where? When they opened up their airport, I saw he was the one who opened it, innit?
Come on, bro. Come on.
Oh, no, sorry.
Come on. Sorry.
That's what I saw. He's bald, innit? Glasses.
Most got him in our bald, yeah.
Yeah, he's bald, glasses. Yeah, I know what he looks like still.
But
my question to you, Els, is...
I'm not answering your question. No, go on. Go for it.
Do you want to be a Ghanaian?
Yeah, I am. I am.
Are you proud to be a Ghanaian?
I'm 100%. I am very proud to be Ghanaian.
All right. So tell me...
No, wait. No, but why are you not just going back and forth about this one subject?
So, okay. So you want to be Ghanaian?
No, I am. It's not I want, I am.
Okay, so you don't want to be Ghanaian?
Huh? I am half Ghanaian. That's it.
And you're proud to be Ghanaian?
I am proud to be half Ghanaian.
All right. Tell me something in Tree.
I don't speak Tree. My family or Ga. We don't speak Tree.
Tell me something in Ga.
I'm not going to do that with you. I'm not playing your silly games.
No, I'm not playing your game. This is roots and origin.
Bills.
Bills.
He's got
bills. So, wait, so you're going to
gonna let bills drown out your culture.
Clearly,
I've got a lot on.
You've got Nails.
I live in London. I can't
you're not
what's
Bill
going on over there.
You've got Nails.
Serious things going on here. And furthermore, you two can't be the compass of how Ghanaian I am. He's just a fat Jamaican. And you're just a man from Guyana. You can't tell me. You can't tell. I am half Ghanaian. That is it.
Right. Tell me something about this Cuban thing.
The population of Cuba is 11 million people.
You wait there. Wait there.
11 million. 11 million.
President?
President?
Yeah.
Did they have one?
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now. Or do you know what? Describe what he looks like. I'm not going to tell you.
I don't know him. I'm not going to even say that I know about the president of Cuba.
Enrico Dominguez Santiago.
Right, we need to move on to the next one because we're going to get ourselves
flagged.
Right, so we got some jury members in the studio today who have prepared some questions for us. So we're going to answer some questions and, yeah. See what they've got for us. If you lot could let us know what your questions are, please.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh, conspiracy.
My favorite.
Oh,
I got one. So I watch Candice Owens. You know Candice Owens?
I know who she is, but I've never watched her content.
Candice Owens. She's like a popular public figure. Oh. No, public figure. And she said something that I believe is real. So the French Prime Minister's wife is a man. And
I'm listening.
Hear me out. When I first heard it, I was like, huh? And I looked into it more. The French Prime Minister's wife's brother, yeah, she's apparently got a brother, hasn't been seen since the wife has been about. They reckon that she is a man and there's no pictures of her as a woman, as a young girl. And she's also supposed to have kids and there's no pictures of her pregnant ever. And they're saying, why is it that we've got no pictures of you, who's supposed to have had multiple kids, no pictures ever, and all of a sudden, your brother is nowhere to be seen. If you've got a brother, take a picture with your brother. There's no pictures of her and her brother. When you look at this woman, you see a man. I believe the French Prime Minister's wife is a man. That's my conspiracy theory. If you don't believe me, look into it.
No. So you're accusing the French Prime Minister of being gay?
Of being with a man. This is what I've seen.
I haven't looked
into it. It's a conspiracy theory.
I haven't looked into it, but I just...
Type it in. To be fair,
mine's kind of similar.
Type it in and pull it up there.
Yeah, mine's a bit similar to that, where I genuinely believe, like, honestly, that...
Oh, shit. Can I picture it?
Yeah, I genuinely believe that.
Get up for everyone to see.
I need the remote, you know.
Yeah, I believe that Els and Fiona have been sleeping together.
That's what you pulled from your heart. That's what you've come to say.
No, that's my... Because I remember there's been times where... where Els was driving. Els dropped Fiona home first. Then... As we get closer to my house, Phil might phone Els, but not me, but he'll phone Els and be like, oh, have you dropped him off yet?
It's not well.
There's been times where, you know, I see the way that they look. Because, like, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but the way...
He's actually battling something.
But the way that they sit is they sit so they can look at each other. So throughout the show... Like you'll see them and then they'll lock eyes and then one might get shy and then look away and then so that's what I genuinely believe.
That's what you genuinely believe.
He's on.
Wait, before we delve deeper, are you sure this is the chosen topic that you want to go for? Because I'll break down as to why.
As to why what?
As to why we are not an item and we're not sleeping together. And the reason why you two are sleeping together.
Oh my. So I'm just why am I sleeping with everyone? What's going on?
So here? I'm just making sure, are you sure that's your final answer?
I've never been with this man. You've been with this man.
I've never.
This is your man.
I've never slept with a
that's
man.
That's your
man. I have never been with him. You're going to have to answer a sequence of questions for me. This might have to go on Patreon. A sequence of questions for me. Are you happy to answer them?
Who?
Jordan. Yeah. Last week or the week before, did you or did you not give him a drink?
Yes.
Is this drink a particular type of tonic?
Yes.
Yes. Leon, did you take this drink home?
What are you talking about? What tonic? What's going on here?
Did you drink the tonic?
We've lost the concept of this podcast.
You're not looking around. Did
we got other questions?
Yeah, we'll get to the question. We'll get to. I need everything to be. This is going on Patreon anyway. It's fine. Did or did he not go back to your Guyanese grotto?
No.
No. So when we was in the car, and you said, "Let's go home and scream together."
Wait, what? Wait, let's go home and
we
what?
We were driving. I think Arsenal were playing. Mm-hmm. And these are your words verbatim. Let's go home so we can scream together.
What the hell are we talking about here?
Wait, after studio?
After studio. And Arsenal playing. Obviously, I don't watch football, so I'm not interested.
But we wouldn't have...
Your words verbatim. Let's go home and let's scream together.
But when we leave like studio, it's like midnight.
This was during the day.
And the Arsenal players would have left and gone home and been in bed with their families.
This is during the day.
Okay. Right. Well, let me just inform you. What happened with that tonic?
Yeah.
So I gave Fionn the tonic.
I don't expect this in the middle of it.
Because you know me, I don't need any enhancements. I don't need any enhancements. So Fionn then took the tonic. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure what he's done with it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, he could have used it on himself.
All right.
Or he might be saving it for when he meets you.
No, it's got nothing to do with
it. And then you've got a torrid night.
Are we able to move
if
on
Fionn
to
the drinks that and goes to lick you, you're fucked.
You're fucked. We're going to cut all of that out. We're going to cut about 20 minutes of that out. Next question, please. A rumour? Let's like this next one. No. Not today. That's not the right question.
A rumor about myself.
He's dead.
Why?
And then just link them just during
the
day.
It'll probably be that.
Pop up.
Yeah, like, you know, George died.
That's not good, man. The power of tongue is serious. You gotta be careful.
But it's a rumor.
Yeah.
And you just
pop
up.
Yeah,
it's power a rumor. Of tongue is serious. I'll say something. A good rumor.
What?
Fionn's mad up.
And then you're not. It's a rumor. And then you see, you got holes in your. Nobody's got holes here.
That's the cover up.
No, that's the cover up. You've been walking bare.
If you've got a hole here, that's as I'm like, you've been walking up and down.
I'm going to got a big hole here. You
know? Your thighs have been chafing.
That's not good.
That's the cover up.
No, like you're better off saying, raw, like, you know, Fionn's mad broke.
No. I don't want that to be pushed out there.
But they're gonna come and rob you.
And you haven't got the facilities to protect yourself.
I could become a target.
If we buy the front door, just stop.
Just barricade it.
He's on the front door. He's just like this on the front door. Just like. No, you'll be done, bro.
You've got the bare minimum. Bro. PS5, TV. Some drones.
He's pushing all the furniture towards the front door.
And the thing is, something like that, but it's a rumor. Yeah. It's a rumor. I don't know. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I'll go with the I'm dead one and then just pop up somewhere.
Yeah.
Anything else? Turtlenecks.
Mohican.
Then, I was wearing turtlenecks for a few years. Then woolly caps with a visor. I should have never worn that.
Oh. Yeah, I had one of those as well.
Woolly cap with a visor. What, yeah, what do they even mean? Is that the ones that used to wear backwards?
Mm.
Yeah, wear. Yeah. Woody, no, I didn't wear my... No, did I wear it backwards?
A visor.
Yeah, like I had a visor.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I don't think Levi. It depends how you drop them.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's the cap.
That's mad. Yeah, I had one of those.
I wore that to school. Imagine like same. Some small kid wearing that to school. Yeah, you fucking, you mad man.
Yeah, you had that as well.
But what's the visor about though?
It's winter.
What do you need? What do they actually use that for? Army watch.
Is that what it's
Army watch. So on the front line.
I just saw it on MTV Base Bear, so I just bought one.
Yeah, I'll just say, my own was the turtlenecks.
Yeah, but he couldn't for me.
Cashmere turtlenecks.
Were they cashmere?
Yeah, they're all cashmere. They were expensive, man.
Well, you had money.
Yeah, they were expensive. You have any more?
If you had to live in one TV show.
I need minimal drama, you know?
No, I need...
But maximum money.
No, I need action.
A TV drama?
Narcos.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
Narcos.
A lot of work, man. That's drugs. Mm. Robbery, murder.
Yeah,
rape.
But it's a year. You get in and get out. And you get in before Escobar dies. As he's growing and he's building.
Oh.
You do your year and then you get out. Drama, drugs, women, money, and then you're out.
I don't know if that's...
Right before the DEA gun thing.
Hard, man. I don't know.
Or maybe like one of the... What's that show when the president died and then the other guy came in? And he had to, designated survivor.
I don't think... Have I watched that? I don't think I watched it. No.
Yeah, maybe that.
I don't know.
Hard. I'm just trying to think of shows that I like that I wouldn't mind being in.
Maybe something straightforward like Suits.
Or maybe Tariq from Power.
But these are really high anxiety roles, you know.
What, Suits and Tariq from
Power? Tariq and...
But he just gets away with like everything.
You know, every time you open a door, it could be over.
Yeah, but
that's
it's
anxiety.
Not.
He just does three things in the show. Just sex, drugs, and shoot people.
Yeah, high anxiety.
And you get in, you get out.
I think he's been beat up like once. Like that.
He wants something calm, like
something like Modern Family or something. Like that. I'm my own family, and we're just
good. No,
something chill that is just funny. Friends, something like that. I could be like the black guy in Friends, the first black guy in Friends.
No, man.
That's what I would do.
There weren't any black people in Friends, was there?
I think about action.
No, the guy that worked in the cafe, was he black?
Did Friends have any? No, there was no main characters that were black. Yeah. I'll be like the black guy in
Even
Friends.
Even like Matilda.
What, the movie?
What? Yeah, man. Like, that's some action.
What, you as a, what, Matilda's in the kids film? Kids
Matty. Show. I'll be Matty.
So you'll be a Matty. Big man in class. You'll be held back.
I'll be Matty.
A big man in class.
Matthew.
Like a nun.
Something like that.
No, what would you be else?
Yeah, I think I'd go like Suits, Modern Family, something just for like, I can't do the drugs, guns, it's murder.
High anxiety,
like, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, money heist.
And a lot of pressure.
Yeah, money heist, man.
It's too much. It's too much, man. It's thing, a lot of them things are anxiety.
No, as soon as they got into that bank, that's it. For a year, you're just in a bank. Can't even spend the money.
Yeah, but you know you're coming out.
Matter it
depends what the script writers want to do with you. True though.
No, but they can't write you off.
They could.
No, but I've signed a contract to say that I'm coming back out.
No. And what if they said like they want you to have sex with like the professor?
Who's that?
As long as he's a woman.
gone really kinky today, man. You lot gone kinky today. The professor.
As long as the professor's a woman. As long as it's Miss Professor.
What's the Wham guy's name? I can't remember.
But Helsinki.
Yeah. You lot gone, you lot. Today's kinked off. Do you have any last ones for us? One more?
Yeah, that was it. Helsinki.
Last one before we wrap things up.
Helsinki, you know.
You lot are gone kinky.
What's the best compliment?
Ooh, that's a nice one. What's something I thought of? Do you know what I like? A compliment that I think is really nice. You smell nice.
Oh, yeah.
See, when someone tells you that you smell nice, I'll be skipping down the road.
Yeah.
Oh, do I? Thank you. Oh, my God. You're walking like this. Oh, sir.
I'm going to keep buying this.
It's food. It's not even mine, but it's food.
Have you not got like your own perfume? Or do you have a few?
I've got different ones for different occasions. But like if I'm going out, I've got one. If I'm going on like a date, for example, I've got one. And I've got an everyday one as well.
Are you willing to?
I'm not gonna say.
Yeah, no.
I can't reveal that.
I want to see how far you.
Because when you smell nice, I don't want no one to know.
What I lie when people ask me.
What ones?
Yeah, say.
What you say? I always say Creed.
I don't even tell them. I'll be honest.
Unless it's like the man, if the man in Mars, I'll say what it is. But if it's just like a random person, then nah,
like if my friends come to mine and they'll be like, "Oh yeah, have you got a perfume?" And then I'll let them have a little sniff, yeah, of the perfumes. But I say, "Yo, like, don't spray it." But they see my everyday one, and go to I'd be like, "No." I'm not trying to go out and we're both smelling the same.
Yeah, no, that would job.
Yeah, I'm not on that still.
But you lot didn't say what your favourite compliment is.
Mine was that.
Smell as well.
Yeah, it might be that as well still.
It's elite. It makes me think, you've done your thing.
Yeah, when you smell nice, it's just subtly good on your thing.
Well,
yeah, I think that's us, man. That's the end of the pod, isn't it?
All right, well, thank you for tuning in again, guys. This has been the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo podcast. I've been Big Jordy George, been the artist. Don't forget, please, to auction for this picture, this Your beautiful dog. Portrait of Els.
He's even rubbing out already. His face is lean off.
Well, we can touch it up. You know, that's fine. No, we can just touch it up. And there we go.
Oh, look at the chin.
We can touch that.
You're so dumb.
But yeah, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. This has been the Coppo Show. I've been Big Jordy George. The uncle of these.
You're not the uncle.
Yeah.
Oh wait, sorry, something just popped up on here. I got the president's middle name wrong. Else. AKA Mr. Make It Happen.
What, the Ghana one?
Yeah.
He's clueless.
Yeah.
Mr. Make It Happen.
Rub it in the salt in the room.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah.
They're going to come for him in the comments.
Yeah, he's done.
Coffee what?
Quaku what?
Coffee what?
Quaku?
They're
going to kill him.
I was close, though. Maybe. Mad close.
Cooking. Yeah, it's your boy Fear and the one you'll come to see, man.
Until next time, people.
Peace.